Shalom, everybody. Today, of course, is not the seventh day of the week. That would be Shabbat Kodesh. But I still thought it might be nice to share a quick Dvar Torah on the seventh Aliyah of Parshat Noach. This Aliyah has 32 psukim, and the Aliyah tells the story of Migdal Bavel. The people of the world gather to build a tower. Hashem disrupts their plan by mingling their language and causing them to disperse and settle in different lands in the world. The Aliyah then lists the 10 generations of Shem's descendants all the way to Avram, who marries Sarai. Now again, at the end of our parsha, the Torah tells us the following. Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Tet. Vayikach Avram v'Nachor lahem nashim, Shem Eshet Avram Sarai, v'Shem Eshet Nachor Milkah, Bat Haran Avi Milkah, v'Avi Yiskah. Says the Torah that Avram and Nachor married. Avram's wife was Sarai, Nachor's wife was Milkah. She was the daughter of Haran, and Haran was the father of Milkah and Yiskah. And Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, tells us, based on the Gemara in Masechet Megillah, Daf Yudal Amud Aleph, that Yiskah was Sarah. Sarah was Yiskah. Yiskah was Sarah. And why is Sarah called Yiskah? Rashi brings three reasons why Sarah is called Yiskah. The first two are from the Gemara, and the third answer seems to come from Rashi himself. First of all, she was called Yiskah, meaning to see, because she saw through Ruach HaKodesh. She was one of the seven Neviot. The second explanation that Rashi gives is that she was beautiful and all the world would gaze. Again, Yiskah means to see or to gaze. They would see or they would gaze and at her beauty. And number three, Yiskah is from the word, from the root of the word meaning princely. Yiskah comes from the word nisichut. Just as Sarah is from the root meaning nobility or royalty, Sarah from the word sarara. So three explanations. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, who died in 1986, asks the following question in his Sefer on the Chumash, Drash Moshe, on the meaning of the name Yiskah. Says Rav Moshe, the first and third explanations of the name Yiskah seem to make sense and seem to be very positive, lofty descriptions of Sarah Imenu. Sarah having Ruach HaKodesh, sure, that's very special, that's remarkable. Sarah came from nobility, of course. Those two make sense, the first and the third. But the second explanation, that Yiskah means that all people would gaze at her beauty and talk about her beauty, that doesn't seem to be so special. The opposite. Why would the Torah call her Yiskah? Just to let us know that she was so attractive that people's heads would turn and they would talk about her beauty? Is that something positive? Is that something holy? So again, Rav Moshe asks these questions and offers a most beautiful answer. Says Rav Moshe, the Torah was of course given to people, to humans, with all their physical needs, physical desires, physical necessities. And why? Why would the Torah be given to humans with all those drives? Says Rav Moshe, letaken et kol ha'inyanim sha'af inyanim ha'gashmi'im yihiyu l'shevach l'shem itbarach ul'chvodo. Says Rav Moshe, we were given the Torah with all our human needs in order to take those physical things and fix them, upgrade them, to channel them properly in the service of Hashem for Hashem's honor. Nowadays, says Rav Moshe, that's possible, but it's very hard to do this with every aspect of the physical world. We can do it with many things, but not all physical things. We use wine to make kiddush. We have special clothing on Shabbos, etc. That, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, we can do that with many things, but not all components of the physical world. That, says Rav Moshe, will happen later. That can only happen later when the world improves, when we improve the world with more Torah and with more Masim Tovim. And when that happens, we will be able to recognize and transform even more and more physical things in this world to be holy objects and vehicles to praise and serve Hashem. And this, says Rav Moshe, is what the Gemara is referring to when it says that Yiskah was Sarah because everybody gazed at her beauty. She was a tzaddikah. She was a neviah. She came from royalty. Yes, she was beautiful, but that beauty was used and transformed and channeled to be praise and shevach for Hashem. People spoke about her beauty in a holy way, in a kadosh context, as glorification of Hashem himself with Sarah Imenu because of who she was, because of the Kiddush Hashem that she exuded, because of the tzidkut that she exhibited. Because of that, people were able to see her beauty and to speak about her beauty in a kadosh way. How incredible. Have a Shabbat Shalom, everybody.